Eurovision.
Quick fire ratings.
Ireland's number one Eurovision podcast.
You really should not like this song, but you can't help it.
If I listen to your song while I brush my teeth, like, I'm obsessing over the song.
This is boring. This is really... How did this win, honestly? But then, you know, it's Denmark. God bless them.
God bless them.
It's a crap rebound.
I think I did give it room to grow, and it did not grow. It died a death.
Mop up. Put on a positive spiel.
I'm actually not going to do that.
I have a feeling that we could be upset.
Just because you have a feeling doesn't mean it's a fact.
Stop talking.
Hello, hello, hello. GE Fractina August Vulture Arash. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Eurovision podcast. Lou here along with my trusty co-host Connor. Of course, we all know C is for Connor, but in this episode, C is also for Croatia, Cyprus, and Czechia. Connor, how are you?
I'm very good, very, very good. Another day of quick fires. And yeah, the episodes are coming out thick and fast as we, you know, charge towards Eurovision 2025. And yeah, I'm looking forward to this discussion. I know we've been planning this for a while, but mapping out each episode, every episode this year seems to be very juicy with like few good, few bad.
Good mix.
Good mix amongst the three songs in each episode. But again, today, another good mix with three very interesting topics and a lot of countries we've only covered recently, so it'd be interesting to see if we have any more to add, have any thoughts changed and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, excited. Let's get into the chat.
Yeah, absolutely. Fun story. If, you know, at the time of recording, I hope the beautiful weather has lasted, but we're at the start of April currently at the time of recording and the weather is just glorious. And, you know, we had a bit of a day off recording this week because in quick fire season, we do be recording quite a bit, don't we, Connor? Like, you know,
we do.
A good bit every other day. And at the time of recording, we still have London Eurovision Party and such coming up. At the time of release, that will have passed, of course. But I was home from work, wrecked, had a day, busy day, was walking through my bedroom and just happened to glance out the window. And who was there power walking along on his sunny walk? But our Connor, right? My instinct was just to throw open the window and shout, "Get out my road! Get out my pub!" And I believe you were listening to, was it Poison Cake or Hallucination?
It was Poison Cake, and then I skipped to go to Hallucination. Nice. So that's what we were listening to on the mix. But we were skipping all the sad songs. We wanted, you know, Power Walk. We wanted a good track list.
Sun.
You know, with the sun and the shades on. So
welcome to the life of Eurovision. You walk up to, you know, imagine you walk up to your bedroom window and Connor from Eurovision is outside.
Don't say that. That sounds really bad.
Because that's what happened to me. Imagine you're out on your walk and Lou from Eurovision shouts out the window at you.
Yeah, that's a double whammy. No, it's just the chances. I was walking by and I was like, I bet you the chance they lose either going to get out the car, come out the door, or be at her bedroom window. And I was like walking through and you weren't there. It's like, right, grand. And then I see the sunglasses and the like, you looked and then you walked away. And then you came back and you were like, oh, that's Connor. And the window opened.
Get out my road.
Yeah, it's funny, like, funny how the world works. But yeah, it was a nice little surprise.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, the weather lately is glorious. Oh my God, it's mad how a bit of weather can cheer up the nation, I guess.
Yeah.
It's grand.
So you were listening to Poison Cake?
Yes.
Well, let's get stuck into the big fire because it's about time, lads. We have to discuss again Croatia. Marko. Dear God, I've forgotten his surname.
Bosniak?
Yeah, Bosniak. Yeah,
Marko Bosniak.
Okay, Marko Bosniak. My apologies, Marko. With Poison Cake for Croatia.
It's not my fault, I got carried away. I lost control and I started to bake. A dash of death is better to swallow. Don't be scared, you'll be buried.
All right. We discussed this fairly recently. Like, look, yum yum tasty. I don't want to ick your yum too much.
Ick your yum.
It's a saying. I don't want to ick your yum. I said this the last time we talked about Croatia. I think I made it clear I'm not a fan of this. But I wish
you
Marko.
Any thunder of it, yeah.
No. I mean, what? It's one pro that I found in the time since we last discussed it is that like there is a catchy element to that chorus. I've got something that I know you'll like, is that how it goes? Chocolate something, like the na-na-na-na as you
yum, yum,
referenced
tasty.
Before, but that nearly then puts me off it more because I'm trying to get it out of my head in favor of the melodies that I enjoy more. So yeah, unfortunately I'm going to be tanking this one quite a bit, honestly, in the ratings this year. Not much helpful to add. I mean, I'm just imagining a world where Baby Lasagna won and this was the host entry. This would be really, really funny. Yeah, Croatia, I'm watching you closely next year to see what you're going to produce. Do you have anything else to add, Connor?
Amazing, talented individual. No, I'm joking. Look, I said it before, like, this is not an amazing song by any means. It's not like a winner. It's not in my top 10 or anywhere near my top 15, to be honest. But I can understand, again, what he has tried to do with this song, and I can appreciate a little bit what he visioned with this song, basically. So that's why I don't tank it. It's not certainly, you know, qualifying for me or, you know, in my final, but like I can appreciate it for what it is. And I think he's very talented. The song is polarizing. You know, some people love it, some people hate it. I think the majority hate it, which I can understand because it is different. And it's not like a Bambi Thug different where it's like you can understand the talent or the artistry going on. But this, it's just, it's too jarring. And I get that completely. But I will be in the fan club of, well, not fan, I don't know. Fan club's a bit pushing it a bit now with fan club. But I can appreciate this for what it is. And
You're seeing its merits.
I'm seeing its merits. Yeah, look, the chorus is slightly irritating for me personally. I'm not a huge like fan of it. The way you know, like what was it last year? It was a song last year that you really liked, and I didn't like it for the childish kind of element that it had. I can't remember, or it could have been 2023. There was a song that was kind of, or are we talking about Myles Graham here? It might be Myles Graham from Eurosong, but that kind of like kid vibe.
Yeah, we're gonna.
I'm not usually a fan of that kind of stuff in a song. This though, I don't know, I think just the build up, I like the instrumental that I can see the merit in. I don't know, I'm trying to justify it, but I don't know, I just click with it for some reason. There's some reason I like this, but yeah.
Well, you know, it's good to have a diverse opinion.
Did you listen to the studio track? Discussion?
Yeah, I've listened to it a couple of times, and I was on the Lady's Choice with Alicia today. And somebody was talking about the studio version, and I was like, right, I'm going to go listen to that again on my walk over to Connor's. So I listened to it again. I mean, in the studio, you can hear the level of production and how that picks it up a bit. And then obviously, you know, we've already talked about the vocals and Dora. The live wasn't great. So obviously the vocals stand up much better in the studio. I mean, my feelings towards the song stay the same, but obviously, like most other studios, you can see the merit, what would you say? You can see the potential of how much better it could be, but on the face of it, I don't like the song, and I don't like the theme, etc. But I'm really glad that you have stuck up for it though, because I'm always a fan of sticking up for the little guy, and this is normally more a type of song I would go out to bat for. And I actually think, looking at my own taste, it's unusual that I'm not with this one, but I just can't back it. But I'm glad that you are, because it'd be no fun if we were both just here. What's like that what's that meme from The Simpsons? It's like, stop, he's already dead. Like, you know, like, just, you know, leave Marco alone. But our listeners won't. We should get stuck into this.
No, I'm worried for this now, lads. I'm worried.
Yeah.
I've had a peak.
I'm gonna say, Because you know, I'm bringing up the spreadsheet again. I'm doing the spreadsheet on this one, guys. You know what? I'll say it at the end. I'll say it at the end what I was going to say. I'm going to start from the bottom, Connor. Ed gives this a 1. Ole Ree 2. Ems says 2, not my vibe. Luke gives it 5 out of 10. It's terrible, but also kind of clever. 4 from E.C. Crow. 5 from Kian Creedon. 1.5 from Killian Smith. Kian gives it a 6 and says, it's grown on me. His vocals were much better in Amsterdam. I worry for the staging though. Dylan says 2. Sorry, Connor.
Thanks, Dylan.
1, just not good from Addicted 1905. 3 from Adam. 1 from Mick Doherty. Instant skip whenever it comes on, he says. Adam G says 9.5. My guilty pleasure of the year.
Go on, Adam.
3 from Peter, 2 from Joe, who says aggressively bad. 6 from Eurovision Wood Projects. 2 from Bio Anno saying biggest downgrade of this year's contest. 1 from Leone, 2 from Shane Gallagher, 4 from Thomas, 3 from Dave Mackin, 4 from Eurofan 122, etc. 5 from Faggington, 0 from Paul, 4 from Bud, 2 from Mike, 2 from Carl, and I'll finish with Leah giving it a 4. He's great, but the song is too messy. Maybe was trying to go for Doomsday Blue juxtaposition a little. From a scroll through, Connor, it's a lot of between 0 and 5, I would say.
That's not good. I love the way you were like, we're starting from the bottom. I don't think we ever left the bottom, to be honest.
Dad, if
we're
on the bottom now, yeah.
Out of those scores, unfortunately. I can understand it. I'm not going to be blind to you know people's hatred towards the song. And I don't know. I just hope for his sake that he can surprise us in May.
Yes.
And I don't think anyone would begrudge him of that, of course. You know, I think everyone wants people to do the best that they possibly can. So I hope that he gives us a performance that we can, you know, be like, okay, fair enough. That was decent. That was good.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think he's going to qualify full stop. But anyway, that's, if he can qualify, amazing. That'd be like two fingers to everyone to be
God,
like.
Can you imagine? Yeah. Everyone would have egg on their face.
Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see.
I've scored this a 0.5.
A 0.5?
Yeah.
Wow. That's like rude. That's quite rude. Why is it? Can you justify that? What's the 0.5? Well, what are you actually giving it a 0.5 of a point for?
It's a song. That he showed up. And you know what the 0.5...
Is there nothing in this song that is like remotely...
I've literally given it half point because I'm like, there's a theme that I can follow and see. If I'm judging it melodically, don't enjoy it. Visually, don't enjoy it. Vocally, wasn't there. And I know I've seen people saying online like, oh, like watch the acoustic version, and I did, and he has a great voice, but I still hate the song, you know, just being honest. Like it's not me, I'm not trying to be hateful giving him that low score, but like I really, really, I haven't disliked a Eurovision entry this much in a couple of years, and the score just kind of has to reflect that, unfortunately. I hope he can push this up to like a 3 or something in May.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to be hateful, but I just...
You are.
But I can't, I'd rather not be fake loving it, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, I can't. And I wish him all the best, but I can't, I was really struggling to actually find pieces to give Mark to, I'm afraid. And Connor, I went first because I knew you'd mop up a little bit after my score.
Yeah. I gave him a 4.5. I think, look, it's slightly below average because I don't think it is overall a pleasing song to the year. But I can see the merits in it. I like the instrumental of the song. I think his vocals are good up until the screaming bit. I think there's a vision there. So I think there's little things in the song that are good to warrant a 4.5. Just below average, I think. But yeah, 4.5 for me.
Very fair. So the overall score, I'm going to be honest, I think this is our lowest overall ever. That's what I was going to say earlier, and I didn't want to spoil the listeners' votes. I believe this is our lowest ever average on a quick fire vote from the Eurovision listeners. It's 3.06.
Wow.
Which is, that's very low. It actually, when I was filling in the spreadsheet at one point, I thought, oh my God, is this going to go to 2.9? Like it was going that way. And then... Yeah. There was a couple of votes at the end, helped it out a bit, keep over the 3.
No, I think our lowest last year was a 4.8, or it could be 4.1, but this is like, that's smashed that now. This is
most
well
of them fall
that.
Between like 4 and 7.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The lowest averages. And then it's like, if you're getting over a 7, like you're quite liked.
Yeah, yeah.
So hard luck there, Croatia. We should move along.
I love the hard luck.
Hard luck.
Next.
The name of the game, competition. We're off to Cyprus. Sunny Cyprus. And who are they sending this year, Connor?
Cyprus are sending Theo Evan with Shh. Hush, hush, if you know my name, then please don't Theo Evan, Shh, by Cypress. This is a country we only discussed recently as well. And when we were talking about them before, it was the first artist to be announced this year, way back in, I think, was September, I believe, or might have been even earlier. It could have been August.
End of August, I think, yeah.
And it was one of the last countries to reveal just a few weeks ago. Shush, shh, whatever you want to say about it. Yeah, I don't know if I have much more to say. It's hard when we've only discussed these countries recently, but I tried to give this a bit more time than I did originally. I felt like I was a bit positive the last time, but to be honest, I'm skipping this song when it comes on the playlist. I'm just not feeling it. There's something about it. I'm trying to think positively about, you know, the staging with Sergio involved and, you know, is it going to become something special? But honestly, I just think with the song itself, it's not lighting my fire when it comes to the studio version. It's just something a bit basic about it and not really memorable at all. Yeah, I'm struggling, to be honest. I'm not too sure if it's a favorite of mine, to be honest. What about yourself, Lou?
I love this.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I was such a hater of this in the beginning. Like, I've done the biggest U-turn no to man.
Wow.
The first time I heard this, because let's be real, right? The verses are horrendous. La 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 la, who am I? Like, it's like, it is actually not far off that kind of the sound a little bit we're getting in Poison Cake. However, then that bridge and chorus kicks in. Ho ho ho, it's giving Sandstorm Darude. You know what I thought of earlier? It's giving that song Insomnia Faithless, that 90s song.
Yeah.
I can't get no sleep. Do 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 do. Like, listen. 90s kid through and through. I love it. I love it. I still like, you know, I do mark this down a bit because of the verses and also because we haven't seen a massive amount of live performances from him, which does make me a little bit nervous for what we will see ultimately. But overall, the vibe of this song, the video is great. I love the visuals in the music video. And I think I said in the last episode, it reminds me of the 2019 Postcards, and the chorus for me is just so strong. I actually, it's interesting, you're saying you skip it on the playlist. I'm actively seeking this song out
really?
At the minute.
Wow.
Yeah, like I'm always like, oh, I hope it comes on. Tiny gripe, like not a major thing, but I wish they called it Hush and not Shh, because I find that like harder to say. I'm kind of just calling it Hush. Yeah, they should have just called it Hush by Theo Evans, because someone's like, what are you listening to? And I'm like, Shh. By Theo Evans, like it doesn't roll off the tongue,
and they're like, "What the hell are you doing, shushing me?"
And I have to do like a dramatic pause, like Lou, what song are you liking?
Shh. Probably like, why is Lou being so rude to me right now? Shh.
We're not in the library, love. Oh my God, Theo Evans, librarian extraordinaire.
Jesus.
Oh, it's a banger. It's a banger. Whoop, 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 whoop. I need a little bit of that every year.
This does not warrant a whoop, whoop, whoop at all. That's actually being rude to Gustav.
Love it. I'm going to embarrass myself to this on many Eurovision dance floor. I just know.
It should be the only one there.
I just know. Yeah, I'll be telling everyone to hush, so it'll be fine. Fine. We need to kick off some of the listener votes. I'm going to kick off with Louise B, who very kindly emailed over her scores for the quickfires. Louise giving this a 4.
Strictly Jonathan, a great pal of the pod. 8.5, girly bop realness, but it's a guy. Love it. Lee gave it a 6. James gave it a 6, hovering outside my top 10. Silver Brush gave it a 5. Catchy will do well if the staging is good. Brand 9 out of 10 gives off a 90s clubhouse vibe like Faithless Insomnia, like you said, Lee.
Hey.
Just sped up. Shane gave it a 6.5. Sal gave it a 3. Eric 7. Sam, your fella, gave it a 4. Annette gave it a 4.
I'll have a domestic when I go home now.
Eurofan 7 out of 10. Lawrence gave it a 7. Glenn 6. Strake Boy gave it a 9, hoping that last spot in the running order means big staging. The original deck 4, disappointing as I expected huge things from LC Babe and Micro on me. Adele gave it a 6, Momo gave it a 3, Owen 5, Stacey 5, Lisa 7. It's going to be a duel between Cyprus and Belgium, 2 very similar songs. Niall 6.5, Overjoyce 3, Killian 4, Ian 6, 4, This Feels Overcooked by Angus, Aoife 5, Michael 3. So varying scores amongst the few that we picked out, we've got so many lads. Thank you so much for all of these. Great to see so much interaction. But yeah, mixed bag amongst the
couple of comments there.
Yeah, what are you feeling?
Someone said overcooked. That's actually probably a good term for this. Even though, like, I do love it, I can definitely see why people would feel that way. Overcooked is definitely a good way of describing it. I also think the production, like the sound mixing, leaves a lot to be desired. Like the transition from verse to chorus again, there's just, I mean, look, I'm not an audio expert by any means, but I think there's a slight issue. You know, it's just a very different sound vocally from the verse to the chorus. Like, that's probably something that's easily cleaned up. I'm going to call out one other on the question box. I just spotted Luke giving it a 7 out of 10, saying, "Disaster bop, love it, and I think it'll do surprisingly well." I mean, I have no idea how this is going to do, to be honest, because we've so little to go on at the minute, but I do love the term disaster bop. I love how we've reclaimed the word disaster. Like, disaster bop is such a good term for this. It's like, it's not quite a guilty pleasure. It's not the same thing, but like, it's on those lines. It's like, I kind of know there's lots of problems with it, but I'm kind of ignoring it. Do you know what I mean? Because like, I just enjoy it so much. You know, it's like, you know, your favorite junk food. It's like, you kind of know you shouldn't, but like, kind of enjoyable, isn't it? Okay, so we've had some scores from the listeners. What are you scoring this out of 10, Connor?
I'm going to give this a 5.5. I think it's just slightly above a 5. Yeah, just listen to the comments there that we were reading out and what you were saying. It definitely is just a bit too much for me. Too much going on sonically when I'm listening to this. If they can, you know, fix that, you know, through a visual performance, I can come on board with this potentially. But for me, yeah, it's a skip. It's just too loud in my ears, personally. So 5.5.
Fair enough. I'll enjoy it for both of us. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. For me, Theo, 8 down. And I'm giving him an 8.
An 8? Is this in your top 10?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, literally in the last week, it's like leapfrogged a couple of people.
Woo! Jesus Christ. Wow.
I'm nearly in my 30s now, don't you know it?
Based on that score, Jesus. Wow.
Let's get the overall, though. Mm-hmm. The overall from the Eurovision listeners and team is a solid 5.64.
That's not solid. That's quite bad, I feel.
It's above Croatia. It's above
Azerbaijan.
Well,
that's not hard. Croatia's like, it's above nearly a zero.
Armenia. So at this current moment in time, how many do we have? 3, 6. We have 8 out. That is what? 5th? That's all right.
I think amongst the crowd, it's not great, personally. I feel like that's going to be quite low down.
Listen, this did worse than Belgium, which is a direct competition. It is going to do worse than Norway. So like, it's not great for Cyprus, but I see a world, like, honestly, where Cyprus and Belgium can both make it in. I know, like, they're more similar in terms of team, but semi-one's very hard to call the non-qualifier. So
yeah.
Anywho, we will trundle along to a semi-final 2 country, which is Czechia. And Czechia is sending the artist Adonis with the song Kiss, Kiss, Goodbye. All right, are you saying hello or goodbye, Connor? Is it kisses? Is it hugs? Is it an awkward handshake? How are you feeling?
It's not my personal type of music that I listen to. I've kind of grown a bit to appreciate it for what it is. I saw the live performance online from Amsterdam. It looked really, really impressive. I think the dance break worked a bit more. I'm still not a massive fan of it. I think it is a bit, and I'm just odd to have it in. But it's performed well, you know. It's not a shit dance break, you know. It looks well, but yeah, I don't know. I think again, it goes back to, I just feel like Czechia was so overhyped this year by the delegation, and it doesn't help our view as fans. You know, we're obviously very clued in with what's going on throughout the season. So when you hear this in the background of, oh, Czechia, you know, we're coming for the win, or we're coming for a great result, and you build it up, and this is what you get. I'm not overly impressed with it. Look, it's a solid track. It's very radio friendly, I think. his vocal sounds great on the track, but I don't think it's going to be lighting up the scoreboard come May, and it's certainly not lighting up my personal scoreboard at all. But I think it's a solid track from Czechia, and that's about it. Yeah, not much more to add, to be honest. I'm not in love with this. What about you?
I don't like this very much, to be honest. I want to. I really want to. But yeah, it just leaves a lot to be desired. And I agree with a lot of what you said. For me, like, I know the dance break is possibly appealing for some people. It feels a little bit shoehorned in for me. I will, you know, I'm happy to be proven wrong if they can really make that work on the stage and there's like a bigger picture thing I'm not seeing at the minute. You know, obviously we're here kind of like armchair judging, and it's like, you know, sometimes you'll see a rehearsal and just say, oh, I'm totally wrong. So I'm willing to be proven wrong on that front. But at the minute, sonically, it's fine. We know vocally he'll be strong, which is good. It just doesn't excite me. It doesn't bring me anything new. It's, you know, it's solid at best. And I'm a little bit worried, like, is this going to stand out enough in semi two? There's a lot going on. I don't know. Let's see. Honestly, this is going to sound so stupid, but like, for anyone who heard the Shocked and the Gwaelge episode, I just can't get the Pogue Mahone reference out of my head now when I hear it. Pogue Mahone. Pogue Mahone. If you know, you know, guys. If you know, you know. I can't hear the Kiss Kiss Goodbye in it anymore. But yeah, it's very middle of the pack for me. I actually just changed my score a second ago. And now I'm like, oh, I might change it again. I'm like in
the lower.
I put it a point higher, and now I'm like, oh, I might put it half a point lower and just compromise from where I was. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that.
She's changing the score.
That's
lad.
The third changing time the I've score. Changed my score for
changing
it.
Changing the score.
Yes, let's hear anyway from some of the listeners and see if they agree or not. So Ole Ri kicks off with a strong 8 for this. Ems gives it a 5. ESE Crow gives it a 6.5. Keane Creedon with 6. Luke giving it 6 out of 10. Love the acoustic from Mesk, but this studio version is a mess. Why a dance break?
I heard a lot of people say that. They prefer the acoustic version.
Yeah.
To this for some reason.
Maybe it's off-putting for people. Mm. Keane gives it a 6. Killian Smith gives it a 4. Keane says, 9 out of 10. I love everything about this. I'm not sure how they'll smoothly integrate the dance break, though. Adam gives it a 7. Addicted 1905 says, 2, a bit dull. Mick Doherty, 8, really love this one. Adam G gives it a 10. Wow, I wouldn't have seen that for Adam G. Fair enough. 6 for Eddie B, 8 for Peter, 7 for Eurovision World Projects, 5 for Joe saying doesn't stand out for me. 5 for Bioano, good, but I prefer the acoustic version. 8 for Shane, 5 for Thomas, 9 Dave Mackin, 6 for Faglington, 4 for Bud, 6 for Mike Stagramming, 7 for Leah saying grown on me a lot. Great voice. Think the last half is a bit messy. Love the dance break, but it's random. 3 for Therese. Ella, this girl can't make up her mind. She says 8.5 to 8.75. Girl, I got to put this in a spreadsheet. Okay, I think I went with the 8.5. 6 for Steve, and we'll finish with a 9 from Dancer Kevin.
So Lou, what's your score?
Oh yes, I've gone with the 4 on this one. It's below average for me. Room to improve.
Sure. I have gone with the 6.5.
Okay. And what's our overall then, Connor?
Our overall then for Czechia is a 6.74.
So it's not bad. That's actually bad. Very close to your personal score, actually.
Yeah.
6.5, 6.74.
Yeah, not too bad so far. I think that's respectful for Czechia.
Yeah. And it's another year with another Czechia discussion where we haven't had handbags. So that's good.
I think that moved over to Croatia for that one. Slightly.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's one country coming up in the episode tomorrow that I'm like, oh, that'll be good fun, I think.
God, yeah. God, I can see it now.
Life is like spaghetti. It's hard until you make it.
Oh, even hearing that, that's just weird, man. Oh my God, like, what the hell? But anyway, that's to come for
tune
tomorrow.
Tune in tomorrow. Denmark, Estonia, Finland. Yes. That's a big one. That's a big episode.
If you want to keep an eye on all our content over the next few weeks, particularly in the lead up to Eurovision and the week of Eurovision, make sure you're following us on all our social media platforms at Eurovision Podcast on Instagram, at Eurovision Pod on X or Twitter, whatever you call it. TikTok is at Eurovision Podcast. You can also email us, eurovisionpodcast@gmail.com. Also, as well, if you'd like to support us during this busy season and help us get through these episodes with some coffee, you can support us on Buy Me a Coffee, buymeacoffee.com/Eurovision. And please, 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 guys, if you are listening to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please give us a like and a review and subscribe to us so you don't miss any of our episodes. And it also helps other Eurovision fans, particularly in Ireland, to find us during this busy period. But for myself and Lou, on this episode of the Quickfire Ratings, we will see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening, as always. All we got to say is...
Slongafol!